The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believed in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light. Do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. The people of Israel were a difficult lot. They really were. They had been in bondage in Egypt for a long time, hundreds of years. And finally, God set them free and led them out to the promised land, to the place where they were going to have a land flowing with milk and honey. And there was great joy, except there wasn't, because the people of Israel were afraid. They didn't trust God, and they didn't believe that they would be able to go into the promised land. Then, when God gave them the Ten Commandments and Moses went up to receive them, they didn't trust God, and so they made a golden calf and worshiped that. They were just a tough group of people. And God said, because of their lack of faith, that they would need to remain in the wilderness. So they wandered for 40 years. But God did not leave them alone in the wilderness. God was present. God was with them. God was showing the way by putting a pillar of fire to lead them to know where they were to go. And God provided them water, even when there were rocks, would make water come out of the rocks. And God provided them manna from heaven. Now, they needed to trust God with this manna. They couldn't take too much. Every morning they would wake up and the food was there for them to eat. No preparation. Kind of think that'd be nice. You just pick up the food you need for the day. You got it. You know, no dishes. The whole thing sounds really good. If you took too much, it wasted away. God provided their needs. But still, they grumbled. They complained in the wilderness. Today's passage I absolutely love when they say, they were grumbling, "There's no food! There's no water! And the food we have is bad!" I always listen to that and think, yeah, right. You have no food, but what you have is bad. It's one or the other. Pick one. But God is frustrated, you know? And I kind of envision God like driving the car with the kids screaming in the back, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And finally God says, "I am going to stop the car and send you all home." That's what's happening in today's lesson. Because it says that God finally sent snakes. at their feet. Now, the scripture does not say this, but I have my own theory on this because, you know, sometimes you're allowed to kind of fill in your parts. And it says God sent snakes, but the word, you know, could be interpreted in a couple of different ways. What I think happened is that God had been keeping the snakes away. You know, they've been going through the wilderness, and if you've ever been in the wilderness, you know, you need to check your shoes for scorpions, and you need to keep your eyes out for snakes. And I think when they'd been traveling, they didn't have to look for snakes because God had been keeping the snakes at bay. And suddenly, when this happened, God's like, forget it, I'm stopping the car, we're going, I just got frustrated. And so the snakes were allowed. But this is my own theory. I don't think it was just the snakes that were there. I think every snake that God had kept away was suddenly there. You know, because suddenly they are just completely surrounded by snakes everywhere. And it's like, you think I haven't been helping you? Look. And suddenly they're being bitten. And they're dying. And so Moses goes to God and says, I know, I'm dealing with them myself. They're a problem. They like to mumble, but what do you do? They're mine. Got to do something. So God says, okay, this is what you got to do. What I want you to do is I want you to take a snake and I want you to put it on a large pole and people have to look up and if they see the snake, they'll be healed. But there's a trick to this when you think about it. Because if you're looking up at the snake, what are you not seeing? The snakes at your feet. Now, does it say that they quit biting? No. It doesn't say that God took away the snakes or the snakes quit biting. Snakes were still there. But if they trusted God, even if they were snake bit, they would survive. Love this story. Probably one of my top 10 in the Bible. Because I think it says more to us about what it means to live day in and day out as a person of faith in a broken world. The reality is, we live in a broken place. We do. And we all struggle with snakes. Things that bite us, things that aren't fair, things that just hurt. And try as we might, God doesn't take that away. Think about cancer. We've all been touched by it at some place or another. We've all prayed, God, take the scourge of cancer away from, insert name here. And yet, it continues to take people. In our own lives, there are struggles that we can't get rid of, that just don't go away. Try as we might, the snakes are still at our feet. And part of the problems is we live around a bunch of broken people. Most of our pain is not the result of anything God has done, because God only wills life and goodness. But the fact that we're surrounded by people who fail us, who let us down, who leave us snake bitten. Does God say, I'm going to take away the pain and the brokenness? No, you're right. God doesn't say that. What God does say is, look up. Because the reality is, when you're looking down, and all you're worried about is the snakes, you just find yourself, you know, jumping around. Oh, there's a snake. Oh, there's a snake. And we spend all of our time and energy focusing on what's around us, and we become utterly useless because we're just wrapped up in ourselves. Oh, I've got this problem. Got this problem. Got a problem with my mic. We focus on our issues. We get wrapped up, and what don't we see when we're looking at our feet? We don't see the world. We don't see those around us. We don't see those we can help. And we don't see the presence of God. But when we look up, we trust, we believe. We walk in faith. We can see others who are around us who may be in need. And here's the deal, you know? Whenever you get caught up in your own problems and you're just looking at the snakes at your feet and you're trying to deal with that, I can guarantee that if you look up and look around, you will find people who have it worse than you. I absolutely guarantee all of us. I was in a refugee camp talking to a woman who had seen her husband and child killed in front of her, and she talked about people having it worse than her. So if she can say that, pretty sure all of us can too. When you look up, though, you can see the world, and you can find purpose and meaning in serving others, in caring for others, and being engaged in something greater than yourself. Because when you're wrapped up with yourself, all you find is you feel bitten, downtrodden, and useless. You can't find the joy. This does not get rid of the pain, but what it does is it fills it with purpose and meaning. And what else it does is it reminds us that there is more to this life. Now, I'm not going to be so basic as to say, you know, let's just hold on until we die and everything's going to be peachy keen. Even though that's the truth. You know, in the end, everyone who believes will not perish but have eternal life. That's the promise. And we believe that. But when we look up, we remember that and we're able to live and find purpose and meaning in our life no matter what's going on. God is good. And the world is hard. And those two are incredibly intertwined. So we are faced with a choice. Do we look at our feet and worry about being snake bitten? Get wrapped up in ourselves and become useless because woe is me? Or do we deal with it? Don't ignore it. Don't just paint it over. Instead, when we look to Christ, we can find healing. And we can find life. But in order to do so, in order to receive the fullness of what God has for us, we need to trust in God. God's grace is there for all of us. This does not require anything other than looking to it. So let your faith allow you to look up and find grace, find peace, and find strength no matter what is biting your feet. Amen.